Gary Zeers lives on Edgemere Drive in Rochester, New York. It's a narrow strip of land that runs along the south shore of Lake Ontario. He has wide glass windows in his living room. From there, he can look out over his sandy backyard, the break wall he installed to prevent erosion, and miles of lake, uninterrupted, all the way to the horizon.
Summertime, the sun comes up over the lake. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Living here has its perks, but it also comes with risk. Zeers flips through photographs of a storm he remembers from his childhood. It was June 1973, and he lived just a few doors down.
And as you can see, the waves are coming right over the break wall and smashing up, and the waves were coming up against the house.
When storms kick up, the huge lake can be as dangerous as the open ocean. The people on Edgemere Drive are used to this and have spent thousands of dollars building bulkheads and break walls to hold back the lake. But Zeers and others worry that flooding might be more frequent and more severe under the new Lake Ontario Management Plan. It's called Plan 2014, and it took effect on January 1st.
We're very concerned about what's coming.
The plan allows lake levels to be higher at certain times, about 2.5 inches higher. That doesn't sound like much, but multiply that times the surface area of the entire lake. Add a strong wind to build waves, and Zeers is worried that the neighborhood will see more floods like the one in 1973. But Doug Wilcox at the College of Brockport sees it differently.
They should be marching in the street in favor of Plan 2014.
Wilcox has studied the impact of lake levels for decades. He says the new plan also calls for more frequent low levels. And over time, he says, this will end up building back beaches and dunes that can naturally protect property. He's also interested in how it will help the environment.
So, what we have here, this is Buck Pond. We're just in from the edge of the marsh. You can see we've got cattails.
Brad Majerski right is one of Wilcox's graduate students. They're working on a restoration project in Buck Pond, just a few hundred yards from Edgemere Drive. In an interview over the summer, Majerski explained that even though this wetland is supposed to be home to hundreds of different species of birds, plants, and fish, it's become almost completely overrun with cattails.
Yeah, that stuff right there, that is what I bushwhack through all summer long.
The main objective of this restoration is to kill cattails and restore native plants. One reason the cattails are so pervasive is because the old regulation plan left wetlands waterlogged over long periods of time.
Cattails aren't getting dried out. They're not being killed, which is something that would normally occur on a 10 to 30 year cycle.
The new regulation plan is designed to more accurately reflect the natural variation of the lake, keeping those cattails at bay. Lana Pollock is the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission, which put forward the new plan. She says the environment was just one of the things they considered when putting this together, and she says she hears the concerns of property owners, but Plan 2014 is the best possible compromise.
It's hard to give 100% to any particular interest when there are competing interests also involved.
For now, homeowners like Zeers and his neighbors are waiting to see how the regulations will play out, and they're bracing for the spring storms. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.